Hey everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. Your hosts this week are Sam Gilman and Jackie Spinell. This week we are joined by Ms. Christian. Welcome. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Diane Christian. I teach English in the upper school. I've been at the school over 31 years, and I've taught ninth grade all of those years. I love teaching English. I get up in the morning excited to come to work, which is always a good thing. Even in a pandemic, I'm still kind of excited to come to work every day.
That's really great. So how has this year's hybrid learning system been different from what you expected, and how are you forced to adapt?
Well, I mean, of course, the ability to teach virtually started last spring, but we were all virtual, so that was okay. I mean, it took some getting used to, and I think it was getting used to it for me and getting used to it for the students, but I had done Zoom before, so I was used to that. This year, however, with having to deal with cameras and other kind of technology, it's a little bit more challenging. You have to go in every day hoping that the technology works and that you can see both the people on the screen as well as the people in the classroom. But as an English teacher, and I can only speak as an English teacher, some of the best discussions happen when you have a full classroom full of students who are all trying to, you know, offer their comments and remarks. So one of the things I miss in a way is having a full class of students. When we're all virtual, it's a little bit easier, but I still think that, you know, responding to body language and facial expressions and all of that is kind of lost when you have virtual learning. But added to that, having maybe only one or two, at the most, maybe three people in the classroom, while you're also teaching those on the screen, can be very challenging because sometimes you get so wrapped up in one that you forget the other. And I don't know how beneficial it is to the students.
To kind of expand on that, do you think it's been harder to be a teacher to those who are virtual when you have in-person students? Or do you think it's kind of easier to teach to a whole, either in-person or virtual?
Well, the easiest thing for me would be if every single person were in the classroom, but we clearly don't have a room big enough for all of that. So yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge because I think either side is getting sort of the short end of the stick when we're trying when I'm trying to teach some in the classroom and some at home. And I think for some of the people at home, I know in one class, Sam, it's your class in particular. Sometimes if it's cohort B sometimes gets lost because there are only five of them and 10 of the others in the classroom. And sometimes the people in the classroom have to remind me that yes, there are people on the screen. So they could sometimes lose focus and decide, well, you know, I'll do something else. I'll check my email or I'll do other things. So I think both sides on some level get the short end of the stick.
Do you think it's brought any unexpected benefits, the hybrid learning system that, you know, weren't really expected when we kind of went into this situation?
I think it might help those students who are a little reluctant to say anything if they're in person. I think, you know, in the comfort of their own homes, in their own little square, they sometimes will be more willing to talk. On the other side of that, those who are very gregarious and want to talk a lot sometimes find that they're, you know, they're limited in what they can say because they feel like they're literally in a box. And it doesn't make them eager to share some of the things they want to say. And, you know, when you see other people in a classroom, you can actually, you know, if you're in a classroom with a bunch of people, you can see them and react to them differently. In virtual learning, you're looking at another person, but you're still not seeing that person. You know, you're just seeing, you know, the top of their head, maybe their face. And again, you need the reactions, you need the physical reactions, I think, for the best learning to happen. Do I think kids are learning? I think they are learning. Are they learning the best they can learn? I think probably not.
Yeah, I definitely relate to that, being shy myself. Sometimes it's hard for me to speak out, and it's hard for me to often read the expression of the room or the other people in the class, just looking at the other boxes on Zoom. So a huge thing that we've been seeing, or just the school has been seeing over the past few weeks, is that very few people have been coming into in-person school, even when they're signed up to be hybrid. So talking a little bit about this, what is it like teaching with only one or two students in the in-person class?
It's kind of sad. You know, you just feel like everyone's got the flu and only one person is well. And you know, that's not the case. But I spoke to some students recently and they said, you know, why should we come in if, you know, like either the teacher is virtual or the teacher is in quarantine, isn't in virtual, or for whatever reason, a lot of kids feel like, why should I come in for one or two classes? Or, you know, I can learn just as much if I'm working from home. But what I did today, I had a class today where I only had one student in person and the rest were virtual, is I had that one student actually go on Zoom. And I don't know if that's something that you recommended or someone else recommended. I had that person go on Zoom. So at least I had everyone on the screen, even though that one person was physically sitting in the classroom. I actually responded to him better with him on the screen.
When you go into these classes in person and only one student or two students are there, do you feel like why should you be there, or are you glad that you came in?
Well, sometimes I think, why should I be there? I mean, it takes me a half an hour to get to school every day. So when I'm driving to school for either advisory, and I have seniors, so a lot of them are choosing to stay at home, or classes where there's only one or two people. Yeah, sometimes I think, what's the point? Because I don't feel like I'm giving my all, that I'm the best teacher that I can be when I don't have, you know, a room full of kids. So if I have just a complete class on Zoom, that's a little bit better than having one here and the rest on Zoom.
Well, thank you, Ms. Christian, for sharing your perspective on the hybrid learning with us this week. Listeners, if you have any questions, ideas, or if you would like to get involved, our new official email is bulldogpodcasts@d-e.org. As always, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.